You rest so peacefully, my love. Goodness, I could watch you forever. The way the muscles in your face relax. It's like all the worries of the world have left you. And in a way, they have. You dream so deeply tonight. Are you having an adventure? I look at you and wonder, what world has your mind created for you this evening? I can only hope that it's worthy of you. All right, what did you think of that? Is it a good opening paragraph? I should have her describe who she's looking at. I don't want her to sound creepy. Well, she's already watching this person while they sleep. You don't think it's too much? I mean, she's clearly obsessed. You make a good point, as usual. She could comment something more subtle, like the line of their jaw. Well, the shape. Or how their eyelashes rest against their cheek. I did that already. When? Book 7. Oh, I can't help myself. Eyelashes are beautiful. Little spider webs that keep our eyes clear and free of dust. Did you see the girls in the last town we passed through? They rubbed coal dust on their eyelashes so they looked darker and fuller. It's so novel. Fashion is always changing. Get back to writing. How dare you? I wrote a great deal while you were sleeping. How much did I write? Pages. Pages upon pages, my darling muse. You wouldn't... check. Ah, wait. I wasn't scribbling. That's a design. I don't know what the casket in Act 3 is going to look like. I want to be descriptive. By the way, I need your modern opinion. What is a better incense for this scene? Sage and citrus, or lavender and basil? I want something that sounds like it would make a balanced scent. Ah, I see. Just don't use the word balanced to describe it. Maybe I should use your scent. What is that? I am not procrastinating. Who are you, my publisher? I will not stand for this slander in my own carriage. Well, you have only just woken. Surely it would be impolite to ignore you. I need to ask how you slept, offer you some tea. You're not fooled by my offer? Oh, you're so clever. Not to worry, my muse. I'll have lots to write about after we arrive. I need to refill my artistic well. Desperately. Yes, that's why I have you. But you are my muse. I need the world to feed me as well. We both know there's only so much you can draw from a human. Thank you for coming with me, by the way. We can stop wherever you'd like on the way home. Of course. You've really helped me. Oh, that reminds me. Before we arrive, can you help me name this character? Thank you. And so we have arrived. That night air smells incredible. Yes, and so do you, naturally. Yes, it is very dark. But look, there's a full moon. Don't forget to tap your coin purse. What? Is that no longer the custom? It's supposed to bring you wealth and luck. You tap silver jewelry as well. But you don't need luck, do you? Don't think I can't see the moon reflected in the shine of your shoes. Your new fortune suits you very well. And I noticed how you styled your hair today. Very becoming. You look so different from the day I met you. No, not different. Improved. Happier. Lighter. It's a fond memory. I can't help but revisit it. Especially in a graveyard under the moonlight. Ah, I practically stole you from that guild. But I had the better offer. I did, didn't I? Come, I want to wander and look at the tombstones with you. There are rumors of a treasure hidden here, and that's exactly what I need for the second act. Will you help me harness my inspiration? Excellent. So, since you are so invested in the scene where she watches them sleep, help me. What is a more romantic token to leave on the bed for them to find when they wake? Either a poetry book, and then I would get to write a poem, or a single pearl. Tied around a single gold chain. Ah, you think the pearl would be lost in the bedsheets? Those things don't happen in books. It's all fiction and... Oh, what are you pointing at? Oh, The mausoleum. Quite beautiful. Is it just our perspective from the hillside, or is it very small? Look at all the weathered gravestones facing it, and the pathways that wander to its door. The heart of the cemetery, for sure. Yes, I think you're right. My characters would go inside. Shall we? Oh, we shall. Why don't we hold hands? Since it is very dark outside. Perfect. Watch your step. You want to stop at the last town on our way back? You mean the one where that tailor fawned all over you? Oh, she most certainly did. She hung off your shoulders while taking your measurements. It was very unprofessional. Well, we'll see. Come, will you open the door to the mausoleum and invite me inside? Thank you. I accept your invitation. So polite, as is your custom. Oh. Only 3 sarcophagi. This family was very small and very rich. And they all face the same direction. Except that one at the end. You're right, it's a little off. Careful! You shouldn't disturb the dead. What do you mean it's loose? It's just very old. Oh. Well, I'll be damned. That's a bona fide secret passage. Do you think we should go exploring and have a real adventure? It's pitch black. Not to worry. I'll hold your hand and describe everything I see. Nothing can harm you with me here, I promise. And you have your knife, right? Your hand is so warm. There. Do you feel where the steps begin? Good. We'll start our descent. Take the first step with me. And now the second. You're doing very well. There's a slight curve here. Yes, perfect. I'm walking slowly. I'm enjoying myself, and I'm being careful with you. How do you always know when I'm lying? You've only been a part of my life for 2 years. I think you're very perceptive. About some things, anyway. Fine. You're right. Cemeteries make me melancholy. But I still wanted to come here. My sadness for cemeteries doesn't diminish their history, their beauty, or their mystery. I can see you tilting your head at me while I speak. You listen so attentively. Thank you. Yes, I do really appreciate them. And I learned long ago that just because you're longing for something, it doesn't mean you should avoid it. Oh, yes. When you get to be my age, you savor every emotion you can possibly feel. Even the ones that are unpleasant. Well, when enough time passes, you learn that they're all temporary. Every single feeling. You're sweet. I can see you perfectly. Your eyes are wide. You give me so much of your attention when I talk. And take it from a writer. When you speak, you really have a way with words. Although don't get me wrong, I really appreciate how you let me do most of the talking. Oh, I need to keep describing our descent. Very well. There are drawings on the wall, or... No. Words. Scrawling text in a language I don't know. I wonder what it says. I hope it's not a warning. Ah, here. There is a carving. You can feel it. It looks like an elaborate knot. Very beautiful. Here, touch your hand against the wall. You don't always need your eyes to see. And here, we approach the last step. The ground is a bit uneven. Do you feel it? Good. Oh, be careful. There are the bones of an explorer here. Poor thing. It looks like he got scared and tripped. And then he fell. Rest in peace, stranger. We bow our heads to you. The first people who have seen you in a long time, I'm sure. Come, we'll walk around him. This room opened up and has a high ceiling, but I see a hallway at the back. It's very uninteresting. You know, I can really picture my characters doing this together. Walking hand in hand in the dark, exploring a secret tunnel. She would say something romantic and reassuring. Like what? It's okay. I'm going to protect you. I couldn't do this alone. Having you beside me feels so... Oh, I don't know. Those kind of lines are hard. Make it about them and not just how she feels? Okay. Your steps are so sure. Even in this dark, secret place. I really admire your confidence. How's that? You're right, it is better. Thank you. What's that? Am I hungry? I am a bit peckish, yes, but I'll partake later. No, I promise I'm not starving myself. You're a very generous soul. We're coming up to an opening. Do we go left or right? All right, follow me. These walls are old and the stones are gray. This hallway is narrow, but I see something at the end. Something metal and yellow and very large. So curious. Here. We'll have to be shoulder to shoulder for a bit. You can squeeze my hand as tightly as you like. I enjoy the way it feels. Oh, am I walking too fast? I am so drawn to this object at the end of the hall. It's like some kind of mirrored obstacle. The frame is quite ornate and... Oh, it is a mirror. Come, come, we must investigate. I see little vampire fangs on the frame. I wonder if there's a story there. And now we stand before it. Don't you look lovely? Oh, are you blushing? What's wrong? But you asked me to describe everything. So I'll describe your reflection. You stand tall, even in the dark of a secret mausoleum. Oh, please, indulge my description. I wish I had a reflection like you. Don't take it for granted. It is interesting, though. Why have a giant mirror blocking the way? I can see the hallway goes on beyond it. You can peek through the frame almost. At the edge. Oh well, let's turn back. Watch out! No, it's okay. It's okay. You're all right, aren't you? Those spikes came down from the ceiling so quickly. I'm just grazed, not impaled. It missed my heart. I'm fine. I'm gonna be fine. By all the gods, who would trap a mausoleum? This is sacrilege. Oh, someone hiding a treasure. That's a good suggestion. But upon further consideration and the nature of the trap, I think it was a necromancer who hated vampires. There are quite a few of those. I acted like a moth to a flame with that mirror. Oh. No, no. If I feed from you and spill human blood, there could be more trouble. I wouldn't want to announce to this cursed place what I am. I can barely admit it to myself. Oh, your jacket is a pillow. Thank you. You're so kind. No, really, you are. I love that about you. I've noticed all the little courtesies you extend to others around you. It shows the respect you have for yourself as well. You make people feel comfortable. and that drew me to you. Yes. Yes. Drew me to you like I was drawn to that stupid mirror. Oh, I feel lightheaded. This is marvelous. I only get this sensation after you've had some wine. Ah, yes. Thank you for stemming the bleeding. Very smart. Blood is so precious. The most valuable thing any of us possess. Because without it, you're nothing. Yes, that was a good line, wasn't it? Pity I don't write vampires. But I would give myself away. Do you know how many pen names I've had over the years? Ten. I've had 10. I take no chances. Oh yes, I'm very serious about it. If I'm going to feed off of humans, the least I can do is contribute to their society somehow. I like to think my books make people happy. I don't know if it makes up for what I've done, but... Yes, really. 10. I was Penelope Rotwurst for a while. I liked that one. And how many muses have I had, you ask? How many darling humans have I paid to inspire me and help me describe a world I recognize less and less each day? To help me parch my thirst? Oh, of course things are becoming foreign to me. The nature of the world is change. That's why I need you so badly. How many muses? How many muses? You ask me that here, while I'm bleeding on a dungeon floor? While we're trapped? I'm not being avoidant, and that cough was genuine. Fine, fine, very well. One muse. You've been the only one I've ever needed. I just didn't want to sound creepy. I didn't want to scare you when we met. I know I'm a predator to your kind. I know how dissimilar we are. I'm reminded every day when I see you thriving in your humanity. Oh, of course there's more. There's so much more. You have no idea. Please, please, I'm in pain. Please, I need to close my eyes. For a moment. I'm sorry. Ah! You shook me awake? What? Put the knife down. Don't cut yourself, darling. Here, no, you're right, we should take the risk. I'm no use to anyone in this state. Here, show me your neck and give me a hug. I won't drink too deeply. You need your strength, too. Oh, thank you. Delicious. Oh, thank you for wiping my mouth. Oh, I was so scared I was going to leave you, trapped and alone in the dark. You were right, I should have fed. Yes. Yes, you really are the only muse I have ever kept. And my affection for you is vast and completely unaddressed. It's about time I told you. Listen, the characters in my books, I based them off of us. The gods will judge me for my longing. But I wanted to make a world where someone like you could love a monster like me. I wanted to see us together in a place free from pain, where I was human too. Thank you for wiping my tear. I haven't shed one of those in centuries. You could sell it to a witch for a small fortune, you know? It's fine. It needed to be said. You deserve to know of my quiet obsession over you. It's okay. I'm very lucky to have something that makes me so sad. No, no, not all the time. You make me feel alive, my darling. It has been my greatest joy, seeing the world again through your eyes. No, no. You're very kind, but I am an abomination. A walking corpse. An accident that is hunted. The necromancer who laid this trap was right. All power comes with a cost, and we pay so dearly for what we are. Of course I respect your disagreement, but it's true. I've lost and forgotten more than you could imagine. I lose a little piece of myself each night when I get into my coffin. And the human parts of me that remain are sick with desire. Yes, desire for you, desire for the humanity you represent, for sunshine and the taste of black tea in the morning. I am wretched with want. Oh. You disagree with everything I just said. Oh, I couldn't be more wrong. Such a human thing to say. Such passion and hope. You silly, lovable thing. And by the gods, you kissed me. You kissed me. Come on, come on, help me up. Yeah, to hell with dying. I will continue living. Okay, the spikes are blocking our path back. But what happens when you touch the mirror? You're human and you're charming. Maybe that will help. Okay. Your hand is in the reflection, but you can feel your hand rather than glass. Like you're touching it. The flesh and the warmth, it's all there. Interesting. If you tried to pass through, you would be blocked by your reflection. Ugh. This necromancer had too much time on their hands. Oh yeah, I'm gonna take the entire trap and whatever the solution is, and I'll put it in my next novel. I'll sell hundreds of copies. What is the solution? I have no idea. What would you do? We're dealing with yourself, after all. You're bowing to your reflection. How typical. Very polite. Yes, I saw it. Your reflection. It moved out of the way so you can pass. Oh, quickly. Yes, I'll lean on you. Let's hobble through together. Thank you for supporting me. I'm feeling better with each step. Though if you offered me another kiss, I would heal sooner, maybe? I am not transparent. Come, we need to find the exit. You dilly-dally too much. I cannot spare another second in this place. Thank you. This is why I write about the adventures. Having them is another thing entirely. Oh, there. I smell fresh air. Come on, I see another hallway, but there's no mirrors. I don't mean to taint a good thing. Are you really unbothered by what I am? Forgive me. I have thought about this every day since the first time I laid eyes on you. No, really. I just assumed you were friendly towards me because I paid you so well. I never thought you'd have feelings for a vampire. Most of the humans that do really misjudge us. Yes, because other humans write about vampires and get us all wrong. I mean, I'm a desperate romantic, clearly, but we're not all like that. Trust me. You always know just what to say, my darling. Oh, you want a cut of the book royalties? Because you're one of the characters? Absolutely not. If I cut in everyone after stealing some part of them to write about, I would have nothing. Oh, yes. I tried not to make your likeness too obvious. I didn't want to tip my hand. But those little mannerisms of yours were always present in the text. The way you stare off into space when we're in the carriage, or how you take your tea, how you hold your tea. My character as well. A better version of myself, I think. I'm quite the hack, actually. But they say write what you know, and if nothing else, I know myself. And you do too. Yes, yes. The grand accumulation of their romance in book 3 was how I wished it was with you. Wish fulfillment, clearly. Yes, you're very clever. Wait, I see something up ahead. A treasure chest. You think we should open it? Are you sure it could be another trap? All right. You know I can't deny you. But open it carefully. Ah? You look disappointed. Allow me to describe what you have. A fine brooch and a well-made dagger. No, my poor darling. The treasures of the distant past are not the treasures of today. That doesn't mean they're any less special. These items were very precious in their time. There are stairs leading up. Come, I will buy you whatever treasure you wish, and then you can decide what will be in the chest when I write the story. Am I disappointed? Of course not. I received the greatest treasure of all, the thing I have been dreaming of for years now. A kiss from you. Can you hear the sounds of the night? Good. We start the first step. And another. Oh, you're starting to see again. Good. We're getting closer, and there we are. Sorry, I got in the habit of describing things for you. Ah, and the moon is still shining down on us. Let's go back to the carriage. We need to clean up, and I have a story to write. I think I'll dedicate the next book to you. Would you like that? Come, my love. What are you looking at? Something caught your eye on the mausoleum wall? The adventure is over. I am weary. Stop fiddling with those loose stones. You will be the end of me. How do you think this started? Oh, a hidden compartment in the wall. Why here? Why at the very end? A reward to the people that escaped. I wonder if that first treasure was a decoy. That's a good theory. What's in there? Come on. Reach in. I'm so curious now. I'm sorry I chastised you. Books? blank books. Oh, I haven't seen these in a century. They're lovers' journals. Oh, how special. What is written in one will appear in the other. We could trade letters whenever we're apart. Oh yes, they're marvelous. There's all kinds of enchantments you can put on them. Words that will only appear in the moonlight, or ink that is scented like fruits and perfume. What a wonderful treasure. Oh, the filthy things I will write to you from my coffin. You look delicious when you blush. Now, may we go? I want us to enjoy each other before the sun rises. We can stop by that town you wanted to. I can't wait to rub our romance in that smug tailor's face. Thank you, my darling. This has been the greatest romance, the greatest night of my life. I hope I can make you as happy as you've made me. I'll spend the rest of your life endeavoring to do so.